I'm here with Natalie Cowan, Head of Brand and Communications at First Direct. We're talking about the Future of Customer Services report that was launched earlier this week. Natalie, First Direct is taking its first steps in delivering social customer service with the launch of a customer service-focused Twitter account. Being part of an industry that's notoriously risk-averse, did you have to convince your executive leadership team that this was a good idea? And if so, how did you do it?
Yes, we did. But luckily for us, I think we've taken some small steps along the way, and we've focused on getting the basics right. So, for example, we've had a community live for quite a while called Little Black Book, where we engage with customers in an online space. We've launched a community forum called Talking Point as well, where we started engaging with our customers, letting them talk quite openly to us about issues and responding to them as well. And then last year we launched what we call First Direct Lab, which is a co-creation space. So again, we're putting products and services and ideas into the lab, and we're, you know, asking our customers and non-customers to engage with us in that space and to tell us what they're thinking, and then we use that learning to kind of develop the products and services off the back of it. So we proved as we went along that there were some things that we could do with customers in this space that actually we could manage in a kind of responsible way and taking account of the risks, I suppose, involved in all of those projects. So Twitter kind of felt like the next most natural step for us. But having said that, there were and there are some quite strong regulations around things like customer security and data protection. We had to think about those things really rigorously. And the best thing that we did actually was set up a working group. And we involved stakeholders from all the different areas of the business, whether that was from the guys in legal through to our internal control team, right through to compliance, data protection. And we got those guys together leading up towards the end of the project pretty much twice a week. And we just held conference calls with them, talked through all the issues, went through the documentation. And I think another great thing that we did was create a really robust set of processes and procedures off the back of those working groups, and so everything is documented and there's a full audit process behind it. So we gave a lot of thought to how we were going to mitigate a lot of the risks whilst at the same time trying to use the channel in the most effective way and allow the guys who are going to be doing all the responding for us and who are now responding for us the flexibility to give their honest and their kind of personal responses without it feeling like it was robotic or kind of, standard stock responses.
We speak to a lot of clients who find that the biggest barrier to delivering a service for the social customer is a company's existing corporate structure. The Future of Customer Service report highlights that 70% of companies allocate responsibility for social media to the marketing department, therefore pigeonholing the problem with a team that doesn't necessarily have the cross-business view or influence required. Has First Direct found a way of working with the existing intra-company silos to ensure that it can deliver for the social customer in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. My role as head of brand and comms is very clearly within the marketing function within the business. And I think because marketing has traditionally been at the forefront of a lot of these technologies and, potentially new media, I suppose you could call them, I think it's natural that marketing have been the first to kind of, hold the flag up and to champion them. So until now, that's absolutely been the case within First Direct. But I suppose what we've worked really hard at and what this project has highlighted for us is this need for a cross-functional, maybe there's a role, somebody who does kind of work across all the different functions. But I think ultimately it's an organisational structure that allows all the different departments to become involved and to recognise that they're equally responsible for their areas. So, as I say, the Twitter customer service stream that we've just launched has really kind of opened the eyes of a lot of people around the business to the role that they can play in it. And actually, it's not just the kind of the sole remit of marketing. And actually, for me, that's quite exciting because I don't think that marketing should necessarily be, yes, we can drive it and we can be the strategic plan holders. But actually, at the end of the day, this is a business-wide opportunity and a new way of engaging with customers who are changing and moving away from traditional channels like the telephone to a much more digital environment, and they're quite happy to do that as well. And I think organizations are slowly recognizing it, but as I say, this project has definitely proved a bit of a catalyst for us.
Social CRM tools can now provide a 360-degree view of the customer that companies would have killed for if you'd offered it to them 10 years ago. Why, therefore, are so many large and otherwise innovative companies dragging their feet in this space? What's holding them back?
I think there's a few things holding them back. I think the most obvious one is going to be cost and the thought of kind of re-engineering legacy systems. So a lot of the solutions that I'm aware of, you can just plug into what you do have. But I think the automatic assumption is that actually you're going to have to re-engineer the whole process and rip out old systems and put new systems in place. So I think for a lot of people, that would definitely be a barrier. The second one, I think, is that if social media is thought to be all about communications and marketing within an organisation, I don't believe that the organisation is going to recognise that there is a need for a CRM tool in the way that that they would if social media was actually embedded in the organisation. So if customer service delivered via social media isn't actually in place, then actually you probably don't know that the tool exists and how it, you as an organisation could benefit from it. So for me, I think that's the sort of the first point. And again, that's something that we've recognised now that we've got the Twitter service stream up and running, is that the next natural step for us is a CRM tool that we can actually provide the whole business with this, you know, 360-degree view, or I've heard people call it a universal customer view.
Now, we know that First Direct is a company with a very strong brand in the UK, built very much on its reputation for putting the customer at the heart of its activities. But what are you doing now, and what will you be doing in the future, to ensure there is a consistency of customer experience across the existing traditional customer service channels, your new Twitter customer service channel, and through future social media developments?
Quite an easy answer for us, really, and I think it's our people, and it's the people that we hire, the people that we employ, to work at First Direct. We have a very very single-minded and clear policy that we hire people who are good at interacting and engaging with people and therefore our customers, and then we train them to do the banking side of things. So actually, if we stick to that philosophy, then I think those people can equally be trained on the social media tools that are now becoming available. And then it's just about getting the right tone of voice that is relevant to each of those different channels. So obviously, Twitter requires somebody who can, respond and kind of engage with somebody in a very limited number of characters, whereas in Facebook, you've got much more opportunity to be, a bit more chatty and kind of answer the question in a bit more of a leisurely way. So I think definitely for us, it's getting those people who are naturally inclined to engage with customers and to be sociable themselves, and then teach them the tools that they need within customer services. And that's true of what we've been doing up until now. Really, before social media came along, we've had the internet and our website for a long time, and internet banking as well as a telephone channel, and you can engage with us via your internet banking through secure messaging, and we've got whilst it's different teams within that environment and on the telephone, we've managed to keep that consistent tone of voice across those two channels. So for us, I don't see it as being any different. I think it's just adding another channel to what we already do.
Natalie Cowan, Head of Brand and Communications at First Direct, thanks very much for your time.
Okay, thanks, Ben.